Soon after the outbreak of coronavirus infection, UNIFIL head of mission and force commander Major General Stefano Del Col said that business as usual cannot be the norm of the day. What kind of new normality is being born these days? How the unprecedented situation caused by COVID-19 coronavirus infection has affected UNIFIL's daily life and operational activities? UNIFIL Radio will be talking about it with Craig Goodwin, the head of the UNIFIL Crisis Working Group formed to contain and fight the spread of coronavirus infection.
You are listening to UNIFIL Radio program Salam Min Al Janoub.
At present, I think we've been ahead of a lot of the direction that has been coming out of even the headquarters. We've taken the initiatives ahead of actually being told to do so, which has been very good. Some of the initial ones that we took were to ensure that anybody who had any symptom that was could be associated with COVID would be quarantined or isolated. With non-contact thermometers, we're checking the temperature of everybody coming into our compounds. We're using a hell of a lot of technology to do our meetings online. We try to limit the number of personnel in any one room.
Craig Goodwin points out that by protecting itself and its personnel from the coronavirus, UNIFIL is protecting Lebanon and its people, especially in the south. What kind of precautionary measures the mission is taking while conducting its operational activities, such as patrolling, for example?
To support the mandate, we need to continue our patrolling. And the protocol is you don't come into contact with anybody else other than yourselves. Vehicle patrols are not an issue because you are basically self-quarantined inside your own vehicle. So the main tasks have hardly been affected. It's really been the outreach and also some of the training activities. A lot of the training activities with the Lebanese Armed Forces, which require close contact, have been postponed. We're trying to protect ourselves to primarily carry on with patrolling the blue line. And we put in certain protocols for ourselves to make sure that if it was in the community, that we were not going to get it. We've had to postpone a lot of outreach programs where we would come in contact with the community.
You are listening to UNIFIL Radio program Salam from the South. Our guest today is Craig Goodwin, the head of the UNIFIL COVID-19 Crisis Working Group.
Look, this is an example that we've built and prepared for a rotation scenario where we have converted one of our warehouses to...
Mr. Goodwin is showing us a former warehouse turned into a huge ward where, if needed, newcomers from UNIFIL troop contributing countries will be put on quarantine, or maybe it will be used as an isolation facility if the mission will be hit by the coronavirus. So far, it's absolutely empty. Craig Goodwin is providing details.
Some of the protocols that will happen in the future if we are hit with a case within one of our compounds is that we will isolate straight away. We were very lucky in that we had these protocols in place when our only case recorded within UNIFIL was of a staff member coming back from an overseas trip from South Africa through Europe into Lebanon. So this individual went straight into quarantine and came into contact with very few people. It was only four people he came into contact with. We tested those and thank goodness, because of our protocols, he did not spread the virus through the community.
Among many precautionary measures that the UN mission has taken is the drastic reduction on traveling and rotations. Craig Goodwin, the head of the UNIFIL COVID-19 Crisis Working Group, has more details.
For the rotations, we did carry out one rotation very successfully, of which everybody who arrived went into quarantine for 14 days. They did some limited patrolling in vehicles, and the way that we made sure that they didn't come into contact with anybody else and they were monitored, that group during that rotation were monitored. For rotations now in the future, we've been instructed by headquarters to be even stricter.
However, the next rotation for many UNIFIL contingents will be postponed till the 30th of June, with rare exceptions in extenuating circumstances. It means that many soldiers and officers will not be able to see their loved ones anytime soon, as they probably had expected.
There's been a lot of, I don't know whether sacrifice is the right word, a lot of understanding, because we've had peacekeepers and staff members here they should have travelled. You know, I am aware of a number of people who have had close relatives pass away and they cannot go home to grieve with their family. Huge, huge emotional burden on those individuals. But UNIFIL as a whole has this understanding that, you know, we must, as the world, fight this. And we are the United Nations, and we've been giving direction from headquarters that we should hold on these rotations until we better understand how to do it safely.
Been listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. It was prepared for airing by Rani Abdair. Hope to have you with us again when we are again on the airwaves or in social media. Stay tuned.